Chapter 11, The Expedition. Owen Thomas was at his desk when he took a call from Sir Stanley Stiff. Sir Stiff was in charge of fundraising for special projects, and he had a modest proposal.
"Would you consider heading an expedition to that unknown island the Sethites came from? We have a sponsor."
This came as a surprise. At any given time, a museum has plenty of proposals for research that needs funding, so this was the odd case of some funding that lacked a proposal. Owen told Sir Stiff that he would need some startup money, not much, about 5,000 euros. Then he could flesh out the details and come up with a real budget. A few days later, he got a commitment for the money. The island in question was in that part of the Antarctic in which the charting was less than precise. Owen contacted a friend at NASA concerning whether they had any infrared satellite photos that would betray the presence of a volcanic island. Owen assumed the island had quieted down since the timely exit of the Sethites, so they would have to find an image made during the period of volcanic activity. The high-resolution images of the Earth are made by spy satellites. Certain of those images are made available for scientific research. A number of private satellites also produce images that are available on the Internet, but they are of lower resolution. Still, it's a little disconcerting to recognize your car in the parking lot of an apartment complex while looking at the Internet. Owen was able to examine some images from the applicable time period and, after some work, found a suspected hot spot and requested a higher resolution image of just that area. What he got was ambiguous in that there were two tiny islands, either of which might be volcanic. He worked out their coordinates so he could determine the best way to get there. When it's winter in the northern hemisphere, it's summer in the southern hemisphere. In the Antarctic, it's not time to go to the beach. It just means you are less likely to encounter severe weather. What with global warming, there are many chunks of ice floating about that can severely damage a ship of any size. Sonar is needed to avoid icebergs, and this is not the place for weekend sailors. A seasoned captain and crew are essential. There were some research vessels that doubled as supply ships that stocked the scientific station on Bird Island off of South Georgia Island and also the British Antarctic Survey. They would have the most experience in those waters. Normally they sailed from England to Montevideo, Uruguay, and then to Stanley in the Falkland Islands before heading to the Antarctic. Owen suspected that the unknown island might be part of an arc of small islands known as the South Sandwich Islands. Some of them were known to be volcanic. There was a helicopter available that had been used for a research project based at South Georgia Island. But to use it, they would have to be able to stow fuel for it on the research vessel, and space was at a premium. Fortunately, the museum had an expert who excelled in such details. His name was Max Frankel, and he reveled in pulling everything together to make it work. Owen was fortunate to be able to hand the planning over to Max. He'd rather dissect bivalves in the lab for a week than do any of it. He gave Max a spreadsheet of all the must-haves for the voyage. Then he chose the team of scientists who would accompany him. George Wells would be his archaeologist. Liz Alexandra would be his geologist. She would install tilt meters as soon as they got to the island to give them adequate warning if the volcano decided to suddenly wake up. Eamon Kadok would be their photographer. Robert Potifar wouldn't go with them, but would be available to examine any pottery shards or hieroglyphics if such were found. Max spent some time contacting Brits and Americans who'd recently done tours at research stations in the Antarctic to determine what equipment and clothing worked best. If the team or a portion of it had to stay on the unknown island for several days, they'd better have the right gear or they'd be candidates for hypothermia. One of Max's assistants, who was something of a joker, put a booklet in Owen's backpack on 101 things you can make with seal blubber. This would not be a quick trip, the ship they would take did detailed oceanographic research as it traveled, and that was considered more important than to make ports of call on schedule. In finding out what he could about the islands and the area, Owen was fascinated to learn about the research station on Bird Island near South Georgia Island. It was named for the many birds that lived there. It was unique in that there were no rats. Ships had managed to bring rats to many islands, including South Georgia, and they devastated the ground-nesting birds. They would eat their eggs and chicks. Bird Island had been spared. Owen hoped, if time permitted, that he would be able to visit Bird Island. He'd make some calls and try to arrange permission to visit the island. It was off-limits to casual visitors. Max worked hard because the ship would leave with or without them. The members of the party all had punch lists of things they were to do and the deadline for doing them. Max was a relentless taskmaster, but it was all for the good. One evening, Owen wrote a letter to Juanita and Alex to tell them about the expedition and how excited he was. Alex got a chill just thinking about going back to that island. He hoped that cave with the warm springs was still there. It was the only nearly warm spot on the entire island. With that in mind, he and Juanita worked up a map using such landmarks as they recalled and marked the approximate location of the cave with the warm springs and the cave where the boats had been found. They faxed it to Owen. Owen took the map to the Sethites, and after they understood what they were looking at, they made some corrections and additions that would later prove quite helpful.